Redbirds lose to Loyola's Ramblers, 68-61, the final score. Illinois State dropping to 9-8 overall. The Birds are now 3-2 in the conference. They're still tied, despite this loss, for second place, as Missouri State, the team with which the Birds were tied for second coming into this game, also lost, as did the top team in the league, Drake. Drake is still all alone in first, thanks to the losses this evening for the Redbirds and for Missouri State. Regarding the Battle for Illinois rivalry series, this game, of course, counts in that series because it involved two of the Missouri Valley schools from Illinois. The Birds go to 0-3 in that rivalry series. Now Loyola with the victory goes to 2-1. Bradley leads the way at 3-0. We'll talk with Dan Muller here in just a little bit. Let's look at some of the other numbers. We mentioned that the Birds actually shot the ball pretty well overall from the field at 47%. Outside the arc, 48%. From the line, they did not shoot it well, 5 out of 10, and they didn't get to the line as often as Loyola did. The Ramblers, 16 for 18 from the line. That's one of the reasons they won this game. Their shooting figure for the game is 52%. They were 6 for 17 from 3. That's only 35%. Rebounds in favor of Loyola, 27 to 24, but that's kind of a wash because Loyola shot it a little better. Percentage-wise, I would say it was very even. The Birds only gave up 4 offensive rebounds, so they certainly did the job on the defensive glass. They did not take great care of the ball. 18 turnovers against Illinois State compared with 15 for Loyola.
Well, we're raving about Loyola's defense, which I thought was outstanding, but boy, they won with 44 shots. You talk about efficient.
Yeah. Well, coming into the game, during our conversation with Brendan Mullins, he mentioned this, they have the least number of field goal attempts of anybody in the country on a per-game basis.
And the least.
So it's not unusual for them to only get 44 shots, but still be effective offensively, effective enough to win the game. As we are now joined by Dan Muller, our post-game conversation with Dan brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family. Dan, Loyola is a strong defensive team, and we certainly saw evidence of that this evening.
They are. They don't usually force 18 turnovers a game, though. You know, when one guy has 9.
They have not been strong in that department yet.
They have been weak.
Yep.
And yet we made them strong because we selfishly continued to try to throw passes that we were continuously told not to. And therefore, we have 18 turnovers. They have 25 points off turnovers. You know, we didn't play great. We still get a run. We take the lead. We make a terrible foul. Terrible foul with 1.7 seconds on the shot clock. We got them scrambling. We got all the momentum, and we never got the lead back. So, you know, it's just frustrating, very frustrating. But here's the truth. We got beat by a better team tonight. I mean, that's what happened. It's unfortunate. I don't know if they're more talented. They might be, but they're a better team because they play with discipline, toughness, and they play their roles. And just a very, very frustrating finish to the game, and our turnovers are just atrocious.
Defensively, what were your thoughts on our defensive effort?
If you take away the turnovers and the points off turnovers, we were probably solid. Again, if you hold this team to 45%, you know, we like to be under 42, although we never are. You're doing pretty good because they're so efficient, but when they have some transition baskets and some points off turnovers, and then you put that together with your half-court defense, We had a bunch of guys competing and playing hard, but, you know, it takes all 5, it takes all 12, and we certainly did not have that tonight.
In addition to the turnovers, they had a lot of pass deflections, which mm-hmm. kind of took you out of your offensive rhythm. How significant was that to your offensive efficiency?
You know when you get those, when you play really hard. It's the darndest thing. There's this philosophy and competition in sports that if you play really, really, really hard, good things usually happen. You know, it's amazing. They do, and we don't.
Yeah.
You know, and so therefore, they can stop the drive and get deflections and close out and guard the ball. They can force turnovers and compete. And we don't. We can't consistently. And so until our guys understand it, we've been talking about this for 2 months. And I'm obviously not finding the right things to do to make us consistently do these things, although you see flashes. But they did. They have a number of deflections. They trap the post, throw it back out, and yet they rotate and still get matched up. Very impressive team. Like I said, they're really good now that they're healthy. They're really, really good.
You shot the ball well when you got shots.
Yeah. Yeah, we shot it just fine when we got shots. Made a lot of threes. Ike comes in and plays huge. You know, some free throw line issues again crept in. And like I said, we had a one-point lead and a whole bunch of momentum with probably 5 minutes left. I don't know the exact time. And have a chance to get another stop and go up three and transition. And we make an undisciplined foul. So all the things I'm frustrated about, if we just execute down the stretch like we have, you never know. But you get a veteran team that's won a bunch of games, chip on their shoulder, haven't won in here yet. Yeah. And that's what you get. So, I mean, we truly got beat by a better team tonight. We have a long way to go, as we've talked about. But we just can't turn it over 18 times. I mean, you can't turn the ball over 9 times in one game. That's not, like, that's impossible unless you just play with no discipline.
We talked the other night on the coaches' show that we thought this was a better passing team, Illinois State, than last year. They really struggled to complete the passes tonight.
Well, one guy did. You know, we had 18, one guy had 9.
Right.
Okay, so that's 9. That guy has 1 or 2 like he should, and now we have 11 or 12 like we've talked about, and that's a good number. So a lot of guys really tried to make the right pass and the right play. And you know, some guys have more responsibility to make plays, and so it's a lot harder, and I understand that. But we got frustrated and tried to force some shots we shouldn't have maybe and force some passes that we shouldn't have. And then we didn't finish around the rim a few times. But they made big. Again, we got that lead. They make the 2 free throws. I'm almost positive after that they made a 3, a big 3.
Yes.
To go up 4. And then we just never could execute on each end with the right attitude and mindset. Our body language was frustrated a lot of the night. We just, you know, it was a grinded out game, and we didn't have enough discipline to grind it out.
Clayton Custer coming back a game ago and helping them out really stabilized. He's an excellent point guard.
Kidding me, played 36 minutes. You know, he only missed, what, 3 or 4 weeks?
10 games, right?
Yes.
Custer?
Oh, wait, no,
Richardson missed 10. Custer only missed 4 games.
Custer missed about, okay. Yeah, that's right.
He only missed 4 games because of their schedule. But, yeah, 36 minutes, steady hand, you know, just can shoot it, can score it, makes all of his free throws. Guard, I mean, he really guards. You know, he guarded Keyshawn really, really well. He's an impressive he's a junior. Impressive junior leader, point guard.
Well, it's another game in the Valley, and
yes,
if you don't play near the top of your game, you're not going to beat any of these teams in the conference.
Well, if you don't compete with discipline, you're not going to beat any of these teams. You don't have to play great every night, you know. But if you compete, you know, on both ends, specifically defensively on the boards, and you play with great discipline and toughness on the offensive end, then you'll give yourself a chance. And that, again, we had a chance, so I don't want to. A lot of guys played really, really hard, competed really hard. But it takes everybody. It takes everybody, and we didn't have everybody locked in tonight. So congratulations, credit to Loyola. Yeah. Again, they're really good. I don't see them taking a dip either with their maturity and discipline in the way that they play. So we got a couple days to prepare for another tough game in the Valley on the road.
Southern Illinois on Saturday, 5:00 game. We'll be on the air at 4. The next home game is a week from today against Bradley. And, again, this game, I mean, it wasn't like Sunday's game, but it was still fun to watch because it was a different, totally different type of game, but entertaining to me.
They play low scoring. Loyola does, and longer possessions, like we said. They're so good defensively. But, yeah, we want it, of course, to be a fun game to watch, entertaining. I thought we had them, but we were in a good situation, yeah, because we've been so good late in games as we cut it and got the lead. I thought, okay, we're gonna play with great discipline and focus down the stretch like we have, and we didn't.
Something that just occurred to me, that actually, when Phil scored that basket, it was the under-8 media timeout that was called at that point. Does that affect momentum sometimes?
It can if you let it. Yeah, it certainly can, without a doubt, but doesn't always if you go back out and continue to play. But momentum, yes, because the crowd quiets down, and
yeah,
and maybe you lose a little bit of that. You just have to go back out there and try to continue what you had done because you have confidence. Momentum is the crowd and the play, but it's also the confidence that you have in those moments. And if you go back out there and keep it up, you keep that going. If you don't, of course, then those things can change.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you. We look forward to the game at Southern.
I also look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Dan Muller's Birds fall short against Loyola. 68-61 was the final. Isaac Gassman is our player guest. We'll visit with Ike after we pause. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball. Oh, excuse me. Before I leave here, I do want to mention our post-game conversation with Dan Muller was brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family. All right, we'll take a break and be back with Ike Gassman in just a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird basketball from Learfield. Redbirds fall to Loyola here at Redbird Arena, 68-61. Was the final score. We're joined by Isaac Gassman, the redshirt freshman from Ottawa, Illinois. Isaac, you guys had come back. Loyola led most of the game. You took the lead on that Phil Fain shot with about 8 minutes, a little less than 8 minutes to go. An official's timeout at that point, and then everything went downhill at that point. From your perspective, what caused that?
I know I wouldn't, when Phil hit that shot, that's where we usually kind of make our run and, you know, end the game with, whatever we have. But I know today is just, you know, we learned again that we can't rely on just coming from behind all the time. And again, with this group of upperclassmen from Loyola, like Drake, they play together and they obviously want to beat us, because I think Coach Muller said they haven't beaten us in how many ever years, so we know we have a target on our backs.
Yeah, they've lost six in a row here at Redbird Arena.
Yeah, at home especially.
Yeah. Their defense was heavily tilted toward Malik Yarbrough.
Yep.
Phil Fain, they were willing to give up some open threes, and you took advantage of that early. But playing against that, well, first of all, talk about the threes. When you're open, you're firing it. You're firing it well. You're feeling good with that shot right now.
Yep, I definitely feel more comfortable from I guess the start of the season, but it's just playing my role. I know that, as long as I keep working hard, good things come, so you don't really have to worry about too much. But, yeah, just playing my role and trying to help the team as whatever ways I can.
It seems like your teammates are becoming a lot more comfortable with you, knowing where to find you, when to find you, and things like that. So it kind of works both ways.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I know that Malik and Keyshawn gave me some really good passes. So, I mean, as long as I'm getting good passes, I'm going to be in a good position.
But their defense was tenacious. Completing a pass out on the perimeter was sometimes a challenge.
Yeah, we just need to take care of the ball better, because this game in Drake, like I said again, we didn't take care of the ball. So even when we can't get much going, is just having a possession is going to help us, because we'll at least get a shot. So, you got to give credit to them, because they played really good. But we definitely have to fix a lot of stuff too.
Your rebounding's coming along. Were you a good rebounder in high school?
You know what, in high school, yeah, but definitely not as many athletes there in Ottawa as there.
Sure,
there.
But I thought you rebounded the ball well.
Yeah, I definitely feel better with just kind of getting a feel for it. So,
do you feel like you have an instinct for where the ball is going? Is that part of why you've been successful rebounding the ball?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's either that or I'm just get lucky. I don't know. I just try to go where I think the ball is going to go. So,
well,
I don't know.
You can also get up in the air a little bit.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know. I told Coach Mo to throw me, give me an alley-oop play, but I don't know if that's going to come or not.
And I can work that in this year.
Yeah, maybe next year. We'll see.
Does being a good shooter help you be a good offensive rebounder? Because you seem to be able to read the ball off the shooter's hand better than a guy that's maybe an average shooter or a below-average shooter. Do you think that helps?
Probably not consciously, but maybe just kind of subconsciously I realize that, you know, if I see the ball coming from a certain angle, I just kind of know where to go. But I just know that if I haven't gotten the ball in a while, just crashing the boards kind of gets me going. So whatever I can do to get into the flow of the game.
Well, the next game is not far away. Less than 72 hours from now, you'll be tipping it up against the Salukis down in Carbondale. Is that kind of a good thing when you lose? Are you more eager to play again than when you win?
Yeah, I think for sure, yeah, because you just want to get that taste out of your mouth, especially the sick feeling of losing at home, which now we don't usually do here. So, yeah, and definitely be good to get back out there.
And the good thing about playing right away is you don't have to practice.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
But I think you will be practicing tomorrow.
I think we will. Hopefully,
guess is right.
Hopefully not, you know, anything terrible, but definitely need to get better.
All right. Well, Isaac, good work tonight. Keep up the good work, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Carbondale.
Yep, thank you very much.
Keep shooting the three.
Yes, sir.
Isaac Gassman, who had a good offensive game here against Loyola, but not good enough to make the difference. Isaac did score 11, 4 of 5 overall from the field, made 3 of 4 from three, had a couple of rebounds and an assist as well.
And he's starting to play in the first half. He's got to get used to that. He was the first man off the bench.
He was. He and Hine came in like 3-4 minutes into the game. 68-61 was the final. Loyola victorious. We'll be back to wrap things up here in just a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield.